Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation First Quarter 2016 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 10th, 2016. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Ms. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. You may now begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on our company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company on the call today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provisions in the press release issued today also apply to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, we will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results have been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website or via the website link, which appears in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. We are pleased to discuss another strong quarter. During this call, we will provide a business update and discuss our first quarter financial results and our outlook for the remainder of 2016. Today, we are reporting the non-GAAP revenue of $49.6 million, which is another quarter of double-digit growth and increasing operational profit of 27% or $1.6 million compared to Q1 2015. We saw growth and improving performance across all of our offerings, from all geographic and from both new and existing customers. The demand for our product and services remaining strong, resulting in a number of significant wins, which further enhance our competitive market position. As in recent quarter, we expect this momentum to continue throughout the year. Looking at our core businesses, during the first quarter, we record a number of new wins for further expand our revenue base and enhance our competitive position. In one of our larger wins, we have expanded our businesses with Tier 1 U.S.-based insurance and retirement services company, with new contract value at over $30 million over the next 2 years. In Europe, Dentist Provident, the leading provider of income protection insurance in the U.K. and Ireland, selected our ALIS Life solution to replace its current legacy system with modern technology to provide greater functionality and flexible configuration. The company will benefit from our extended capabilities around ALIS solution and include our agent and client portal and integrated with enterprise content management solutions. On the P&C side, U.K. insurer Iconica has selected the Sapiens IDAT solution, the company's new core insurance system for its general lines of businesses. Iconica expects to gain several benefits for the deployment of Sapiens IDAT. With a modern environment and increased automation, they will achieve greater effectiveness for services Iconica client and brokers, better underwriting claims and financial process, and overall operational improvements. Our U.S. reinsurance customer, Riverstone, has expanded our relationship to the U.K. and select to deploy our reinsurance solution in the U.K. businesses, Riverstone Management Limited. Our long-term relationship with Riverstone U.S. was a major contribution factor to selection of Sapiens in U.K. This is a clear example of how we are leveraging existing relationships with expand our businesses in other geographic markets. Beyond our new businesses wins, we had several very important go-live events, in the first quarter. Roland Sail Alliances, RSA, one of the world's leading multinational general insurance groups, serving customers in 140 countries, went live in the first quarter with a phase one of Sapiens Reinsurance. Our solution is now managing a large part of RSA reinsurance arrangement. This was one of Sapiens' largest reinsurance delivery projects to the date, and it includes extensive historical data migration and fully hosted services. In another go-live event, Mutual Trust Life, MTL, a Pan-American life insurance company, went into production with Sapiens Ally solution. MTL will utilize the Sapiens Ally solution to support all MTL's product offering, including whole life, universal life, term and fixed annuities for both new and existing policies. We consider these go-live events as a major activities in our relationship with our customer. We view them as a significant demonstration of our ability to deliver and customers' ability to adapt and roll out these new technologies across their organization. Also during the quarter, we announced several major product launches and value proposition. In the first quarter, Sapiens announced its new Alice Fast Track proposition for the UK protection market. The solution is fit for smaller organizations. It is an agile pre-configured offering that accelerates implementation and provides omni-channel customer services, either in the cloud or on-premises. FastTrack supports the rapid deployment of new products using best-of-breed product templates for quick configuration, and it will allow UK insurance to design and launch simpler, more personalized product faster. In addition, Sapiens launched an advanced analytics solution, Sapiens Intelligence. This platform enables both life and P&C insurers to produce actionable insights and maximize the value of their data. We believe we have created innovation and fully functionality analytics solution that is easy tailored to meet our client-specific needs. Last and most recently, and in line with the market demand that we experience, we launched our flagship Alice solution as Alice in the Cloud for life annuity and pension providers. This platform runs on Microsoft Azure, providing insurers with an attractive deployment option that is agile, scalable, and affordable. We see several significant advantages to our customers with this offering. It is a cost-effective solution that utilizes Azure as a technology infrastructure. It can deploy rapidly, it is high scalable, and it is a strong data security. Sapiens Alice customers will now be able to implement their solution on-premises or over Microsoft Azure public cloud. Sapiens cloud deployment includes full infrastructure of operations, plus the option of choosing cloud-related managed service delivered by Sapiens professional services team. Today, our offerings are the most comprehensive in our company's history, and they provide a wide range of core and complementary solutions, strong delivery capabilities, and modern services enable Sapiens to more effectively compete in the market. In prior years, we invested intensively in our R&D program to improve our product offering. In addition, and following last year's acquisitions, we enhanced our delivery capability with two new regional delivery and development centers in Poland and India to support existing and new customers. This is in line with our strategic goal to be close to our customer and support them. As a result, Sapiens is now positioned to pursue and manage large number of opportunities of increasing size. In the first quarter, we ramped up our investment in our sales and marketing effort to further push them to market. On the sales side, we recruit Norman Tutenauer as our new Chief Business Officer. He is now responsible for Sapiens' worldwide sales, pre-sales, and sales operational teams. Norman brings more than 20 years of successfully sales management experience in recruiting, managing, and leading global sales team. Norman already began recruiting and recently hired Mike McCurley as Sapiens Vice President of Insurance Sales for North America. Mike has extensive experience leading global sales and business development for multi-million dollar technology firms such as Oracle Global Insurance Business Unit. Mike will be responsible for managing Sapiens U.S. sales and will craft our overall sales strategy in the region in order to expand Sapiens' business in North America. Meanwhile, to strengthen our brand and market recognition, we participated in U.K. Future of Protection event and in the leading life insurance conference in the U.S. in Las Vegas recently. We continue to be recognized by the leading industry research and advisory group for our product and services. In April, Sapiens IDIT was recognized as a leading vendor in the Excellent Technology category for 2015 in APAC region. I would note that this award follows awards we won earlier this year, including an excellent award from Celent for Sapiens ALIS Policy Administration System and our second straight breadth of functionality distinction for Celent in EMEA. In addition, Sapiens IDIT won in two categories: Excellent Technology for Leading Advanced Technology Score and Excellent Functionality for Leading Breadth of Functionality Score. In addition, two of our P&C customers were recognized for the business excellence they have achieved through deployment of Sapiens IDIT solution. Direct Asia and L&T General Insurance Company received the Celent Model Insurance Award and were recognized among the year top insurance technology initiatives in Asia. To conclude my portion, I would like to summarize the key highlights. We posted yet another strong quarter, highlighted by double-digit revenue growth and margin expansion. We are winning new customers and expanding our business with existing customers across all of our products and geographies. Our products and services are recognized at the highest level in our industry by customers and research firms alike. We are confident that we will continue to achieve double-digit growth throughout 2016. I would now like to turn the call over to Sapiens CFO Roni Giladi to discuss our financial situation and outlook.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Before I jump into our results for the first quarter, as a reminder, we are presenting our results on a non-GAAP basis, which we believe give a clearer view on the operational state of the business. There is a detailed reconciliation to non-GAAP results in the financial table of the earnings press release. Non-GAAP revenue in the first quarter was $49.6 million, up 20.9% from the first quarter of 2015. Looking at the geographic breakdown of our revenue in the first quarter, we maintained a diverse geographic mix. Our revenue in North America represented 32.4% of total revenue. Europe, which includes our Israeli revenue, represented 57.3% of total revenue. And APAC represent 10.3% of total revenue. Most of our growth in the first quarter was in North America and in the UK, which are the strong territories for Sapiens. Previously, we provided a breakdown of license versus services and maintenance revenue. However, license is becoming less irrelevant indicator for our growth and profitability, as all of the deals that we have are full solution implementation of license and services, rather than just selling the product license on its own, which means that the overall negotiation and the deal value as a whole are the key parameter we are looking at and not the license portion itself. While saying that, in any new project, we are focused more on the recurring revenue stream post-go live from the customer, which reflect our long-term engagement with the customer and our business model. Turning now to profitability. Our non-GAAP gross profit for the first quarter of 2016 was $21.6 million, up from $17.7 million in the first quarter of last year. Our gross margin improved to 43.5%, up from 43.1% in the quarter of last year. Our investment in R&D, non-GAAP, in the first quarter of 2016 totaled $4.6 million, compared to $3.9 million in the same quarter of last year. Non-GAAP SG&A expenses totaled $9.6 million in the quarter, compared to $8 million in the first quarter of 2015. As you can see from the above, we are continuing our investments in sales and marketing and R&D to support and accelerate our growth. Our non-GAAP operating income for the first quarter of 2016 increased by 27% to $7.4 million from $5.8 million in the first quarter of last year, representing 14.8% of total revenue, compared to 14.1% in 2015. Our adjusted EBITDA for Q1 totaled $8 million, reflecting 16% of total revenue for the quarter. Non-GAAP tax expenses this quarter was $1.5 million, representing an effective tax rate of about 20%, which should continue in the future, compared to tax expenses of $0.7 million in the first quarter of 2015. Non-GAAP net income for the quarter was $6 million, or $0.12 per diluted share, a 26.6% increase compared to $4.7 million, or $0.10 per diluted share in the first quarter of last year. Turning to our balance sheet. As of March 2016, we had cash and cash equivalents and security investments of approximately $98.5 million, compared to $94 million as of December 2015. During this quarter, we have announced a cash dividend of $9.8 million, or $0.20 per share, to our shareholder of record as of May 19, 2016, which should be paid on June 1st this year. Turning to our 2016 outlook, we are reiterating our 2016 full-year revenue and operating margin guidance. We expect 2016 revenue in the range of $207 million-$211 million revenue, representing a growth in the range of 15.4%-17.7%. We expect full-year 2016 non-GAAP operating margin of 15%-15.5% of total revenue. At this point, I would like to turn the call back to Roni Al-Dor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. Our first quarter was marked by continued strong financial performance based on business model that we generate revenue from diverse, yet complementary suite of solution across geographics and product lines. We are well positioned to achieve our operational and financial targets for 2016, while at the same time reinforcing our fundamentals for growth and success beyond that. I would now like to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A. Operator, please poll for the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by for your questions. The first question is from Bhavan Suri of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. This is Sarah Sizes in for Bhavan. Can you guys hear me okay?
One moment, please.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay? This is Sarah in for Bhavan. Hello?
Yes, just one moment, please. first question from Bhavan Suri of William Blair.
Hi, guys. This is Sarah Seidman in for Bhavan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, we apologize for everybody. The line is just disconnected, so by mistake.
Oh, okay. You guys can hear me now okay now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Nice job on the quarter. Given the nice top line beat and operating margin beat this quarter, are you just being conservative by not raising guidance and just maintaining it?
Hi, this is Roni G. We just started the year. We feel good with the numbers. We feel good with the potential pipeline that we have in front of us. As the year progresses, we'll update the numbers if needed. But currently, we stay with the revenue and profitability.
Great, great. And then another one on just kind of, you seem to have a couple good go live during the quarter that help boost revenue. What are you guys doing? Is this just more productiveness of the sales force that's generating these go lives that are helping out revenue so much?
Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, so you had some pretty good go lives during the quarter that seem to have helped the top line. Is this what's kind of driving these factors? Is this your sales force just getting a little bit more productive, your continued investment in it?
No, the go live is the timeline that agreed with the customer. This is scheduled potentially 18 months ago. We are just announcing this to show successful go live. You know, in our business, it's tough implementation, and we have been very good at this. Additional prospects see this also. So to us, this is a confidence. There is nothing in the business that is a change or influence the revenue. It's business is the same.
Okay, great. And then my last one is just about your A-List Cloud. I know it's early, but have you seen any early adoption of this product? Is it mostly newer customers or existing?
This is for a new customer, and we just recently signed it and going up in the future.
Okay, thank you, guys. Great quarter.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
The next question to Mayank Tandon of Needham & Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good job on the results, Roni and Roni.
Thank you.
Wanted to dig into a little bit more on the qualitative side in terms of deals. Could you just give us a sense of deal sizes today versus, say, 12, 18 months ago in terms of scope and size? And also maybe just give us a little bit more color in terms of the pipeline. You know, how does that look versus 6 or 12 months ago?
I think we don't see any huge change in terms of size and pipeline, but as the company grow and our revenue grow, for sure we have more pipeline and more revenue, and so everything is in terms of the size dial is more or less the same. So that means that we need to sign more deals in order to grow.
Right. Okay. Great. And then for Roni G, I had a few financial questions. One, in terms of the FX impact this quarter, and also was all the growth organic, or was there some impact from past M&A?
Okay, so let's tackle the – hi, Mike. So let's tackle the first one. The FX exchange, if I compare Q1 of 2016 to Q4 of 2016 – if the currency would stay the same as Q4, we'll be able to show, let's say, 100 basis points on the revenue line additional, and I would say 20 basis points on the profitability. So small impact, but on this line. And then regarding the M&A, last year, 2015, we acquired two companies on a deal size. Were small, I would say, about $4 and about $10 million. We acquired them during the year, one in April, one in August. So obviously some impact into this. When we gave the guidance beginning of the year, we took everything in consideration. As a matter of fact, our revenue was a range of a growth of 15.4 to 17.7. So this is already included. And as I said in the beginning, we're feeling good about the numbers. We just started the year. As the year progresses, we'll see if needed to update.
Sure. That makes sense. And then in terms of the seasonality of the business, can you just remind us the trajectory of growth and margins over the course of the year? Do we see any kind of seasonality, or is it fairly linear around the year?
I would say it's a linear year-over-year or quarter-over-quarter. We see some small impact between Q4, which is, I would say, more aggressive on the revenue. The reason for that is a customer would like to go live before year-end to start the year fresh, so some upside on the revenue. But overall, I would say linear. We had some impact in Q1 and profitability. This is because we see the amount of revenue ahead of us, a good potential pipeline, and we recruited a significant amount of resources to support this growth. This team are sitting right now on the delivery. Some of them are not productive, but in training, and this is one of the reasons of the gross margin slightly going down from Q4. But overall, this is to support the growth that we see right now.
Right. And then a couple of housekeeping items. The mix between license and maintenance this quarter, and also the tax rate seemed to go up quite a bit from last year. So maybe just some color in terms of how we should be thinking about the tax rate going forward.
Okay. So I will tackle the first one. I would say the license and maintenance stay overall the same as last year, and no real change on that. What we said earlier, when we acquire a new customer on board, we usually look at this as a full transaction, implement the product and the implementation of the product. This is because of the business model that we have. We are the system integrator of our product. So obviously, what we are measuring is the total revenue from the customer and the profitability as a whole. So we do not see any reason to split this at this point. And the matter of fact is not implicating any growth or profitability of the business. So overall, same as last year. And again, we'd like to see this together, license and services together. On the tax, we see significant growth from last year or Q1 2015. We are at the level of 20%. And what we would like to see that this is probably will continue in the future. The reason for the low tax rate is the tax exemption last year for one of the Israeli territory because of some incentives from the Israeli government. So moving from tax exemption to taxable income, going forward, the level will be about 20% going forward.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Good job again.
Thank you.
The next question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, everyone. Maybe just to start a follow-up from Roni G. You talked about looking at licenses and service, professional service together. Under this new breakdown, how much would maintenance represent out of the total revenue? And how much of this is recurring, you would say, when you look at the new contract?
Maintenance is, I would say, average, I would say it's coming about 14-15% of total revenue. Now, regarding the second question about the recurring, we are looking at this as repeatable business from our existing customers. We are not looking at only signed contracts, but we're looking to see what will continue with us in the future from customers that are on board, that are post-go live, and we need to give them the maintenance, regulation, additional line of business, implementation of new territories. All of this is repeatable revenue that we see. And because we are implementing core system solution, we have very much high interaction with our customer, and we'll be able to see what will continue with us. So us, as management, we are looking to start the year between 80%-85% of our revenue are predictable revenue from existing customers. So we are not looking only on maintenance, but the overall revenue from our existing customer.
Okay, I understand. And just looking at your product updates during the quarter, there was a new Edit and a new Alice, and I think both have in common to have some kind of focus on having cloud-available solution. Do you see any demand from customer that would be requiring to have their policies on the cloud? Or is this just kind of a proactive move for you to start looking at new opportunities out there?
Yes, I think the second issue is that what we are seeing. So we are continue to see the major part of the business is the on-premises, but we also want to take care about mainly the greenfield or the newcomers, small one, they are looking for a cloud solution. We want to make sure that we have a product to offering them. This is why also we are came with the Fast Track and with the new business in U.S., this is where we are looking, but it's still small part of our business.
Okay, great. And maybe just the last one. You guys mentioned the cash position close to $100 million. Where does the M&A story fit in? And was wondering if you guys had any target at the moment, anything on your radar, that could close in  2016?
So I think on the M&A front, we mentioned earlier that we increased the team to support our one of our strategy, which is to accelerate growth through M&A. I can say that the pipeline is better than what it was a year ago. And we're looking at the customer base, we're looking on geographic expansion and complementary solution. And we hope to have a good announcement in the near future.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. The next question is from Ahmed Yasher of Jupiter. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the calling. My question is, do you planning to lower the debt by buy your loans back? My intention is, how you see the company planning to lower the debt to strengthen the cash flow of the company? Thank you.
Hi, this is Roni Giladi. At this moment, Sapiens has almost $95 million at the bank. We do not have any debt, zero debt. So this is the current status. We didn't have any debt in the last several years. We are generating cash, positive cash, quarter-over-quarter. We mentioned earlier that we are going to pay dividend of $10 million. So overall, no debt, cash positive, and $95 million in the bank.
Thank you.
The next question is from Ami Levy of Psagot. Please go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to ask you, I wonder if you can point out the revenue breakdown this quarter, referring the Sapiens portfolio.
Hi, this is Roni Giladi. We are not providing breakdown of our product line. On high level view, we can say that 50% of the business is coming from the life, about 30% is coming from the P&C, and the rest is technology and decision. Basically half and half, overall.
Uh-huh. Okay, and the goal of Sapiens is to improve the P&C breakdown? To make it more even, 50/50, I don't know, but is it-
In terms of the investment, we are continuing to put a lot of effort in both line of business. So, I believe in the future, we will see, you can see, increasing on the P&C.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The next question is from Walter Ramsley of Walrus Partners. Please go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you. Congratulations. Good quarter. A couple of technical questions. The financial income, there was a negative swing in the quarter. Could you explain what happened?
Okay, so if I'm looking at the positive, if I'm looking at Q1 of 2015, we had the impact of minus 330, and this quarter was plus 80. The interest rate that we are getting on our investment is about 1%, about $40 million investment. This is roughly this amount minus some expenses and hedging expenses. Previous or comparable quarter, Q1 of 2015, we had some loss due to currency changes, significant currency changes.
Oh, okay. I guess I misread that. So actually, it was a positive. Good. And the company earned about $5 million, you know, in the quarter, but the amount of the shareholders' equity was essentially unchanged. So why didn't it go up?
Okay, so if we look at the change in equity, several things happened. The first one is we announced a cash dividend of about $10 million. This is obviously reducing the equity, but we have two factors that offset this change. The first one is obviously the profitability that you mentioned, $5 million up. An additional almost $4.5 million up was due to a exchange rate that influences our intangible assets. So this is increase in equity, which do not impact at all the P&L. So three factors, one down, two up, basically offset all the changes.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. And just one last thing, I guess, the ability to hire more insurance experts, programmers, is that becoming more difficult to get the people that you need, and are the price of those people potentially threatening your margins, or are you able to get the people you need and able to, you know, maintain the margin?
The answer is yes, meaning to continue to hire people that continue to be challenged. So this is one. As a company that we are working in different geographically, we are sometimes we try to take the advantage of that. But in terms of margin, we continue to increase our offshore capability on the other side, so that can help us.
Okay. Well, it looks like things are, you know, really looking very positive. Thanks for accepting the questions.
Yes, thank you very much.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Adult to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-254-7270. In Israel, please call 03-925-5940. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5940. Mr. Adler, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, thanks again, and see you again in our quarterly results call. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation first quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.